And now Our Lady Annapool's Lament, in the setting by David Glenn, along the following lines. Just repeat it. Then that takes us to the shul singly. That is repeated. Then we go into the second line. Ho and ho and ho and ha and ha and ha and ha and ha and ho and ho and ho vi and ho and ho and ho and then nan third line. Chum da vahi vahi vi and han and an and ho and an and ho and an and ho la vahi and ho and ho. And to the doubling then. We've moved over here into the tulip. Yundran hundran ho dran hundran ho dran hundran yundran ho dran hundran dran hundran hundran, and so on in a perfectly straightforward fashion through tonal variation without any real serious stylistic problems, coming off the end of that and stepping over into the crula. Somewhat thus, ho brunandran ho brunahi brun ho brun ho brunandran ndran hum bdri hun bdri ho bdri ho bdri hun bdri hun bdri ho bdri hum bdri ho bdri hun bdri hum bdri ho bdri hun bdri hun bdri hun bdri hun bdri. So on through the crula. Now, many of the older masters ended the tune with the crula. Some include an amach, and David Glenn does in his manuscript setting. Along the following lines, coming off the end of the Krula. We see here Glenn playing in what is nowadays modernly considered to be the Mackay style cut. Krula nach Hobraho Hebraha Hobraha. Although you don't have to go back very far into the 19th century before you find that this is this can be varied quite a bit. Some of the older scores do so. In the timing of the second line of the ground also, a number of the older scores, including Mackay, depart from Glenn's square, characteristically square timing there in a way that is perhaps more attractive. Coming off the end of the ground there, I'll yvo bro bro yan I yan I'll yvo ro I'll yvo bro I'll yvo ro into yan. And some may think that is rhythmically a little more interesting.